In Romans, the 16th chapter and the 16th verse, a passage that many of you are familiar with, the Apostle Paul at the end of his letter says, "Greet one another with a holy kiss. The churches of Christ greet you." I had an email correspondence that's been actually ongoing for the past couple of days with a lady who had found our website, and when I identified who it is that we were in the midst of our correspondence, she said in response, "Oh, y'all are Church of Christ," or "You are Church of Christ." It's a peculiar way of putting it, but it's something that you hear quite often, actually. It's kind of an awkward way of saying it. She said, "You are Church of Christ." I'm not sure exactly what that is. "I thought that y'all were a non-denominational group." And that's actually something that you run into quite often today. Individuals who have the idea that, quote, the Church of Christ is one of any number of different Christian denominations. Well, I wrote her back, and I told her that while we were not probably non-denominational in the sense that she meant it, that we are very much a non-denominational group. The denominationalism is sinful. It's division. And the Bible very clearly condemns division. But that when we use the term Church of Christ, we simply mean a congregation of Christians that belongs to Christ, just like Paul used it in Romans 16:16, and I gave her that reference. But I did emphasize to her that the non-denominational model, when you hear about non-denominational churches, that their view of unity is not the same view that the Bible holds on the matter. The non-denominational churches very commonly are evangelical. A lot of times they are charismatic. They are very much tolerant of multiple beliefs and doctrines. And basically they're just agreeable people. And the idea is, let's just get along. We don't care what you believe. We don't care what you think is true and what you think is not. We're not going to argue about it. Just come on and be a part of us. And that's the idea of non-denominationalism. Well, just a page over from Romans 16:16, if you have a Bible like mine, it's 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 10, the Apostle Paul says, "I plead with you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment." So when we talk about non-denominational or non-divisive, our claim is that the only way in which you can be non-divisive, not be responsible for division, is by maintaining fidelity to the Word of God. If we all speak the same thing, and that same thing is what God has said, if we all believe the same thing, we can have that unity that the Lord prayed that we might have in John chapter 17 in verses 20 and 21 when he prayed that they, having reference to the ones who would believe in him through the word of the disciples, that they would all be one as he and the Father are one. That's the call to unity, the right call. So you're going to have to be able to explain that principle, especially in the religious world today. There are many who say that they're members of the Church of Christ who have abdicated that view, and they've basically given it up, and they say, "Yeah, we're just a denomination." And the idea or the claim that you can have truth and that you have the truth, some will say, is divisive in and of itself. But that's what the Bible teaches. And so when we talk about being non-denominational or undenominational, we mean by that that division is wrong and we'll have no part in it. But as Christians, we can all believe the same thing and have unity together. And that's what God calls us to do. So keep that in mind. Be familiar enough with the verses and with the concepts to be able to share that and explain that to others. And maybe you can make some inroads in the false ideas and the misconceptions that are in the world today about the Lord's church. I'm going to offer an invitation this time, not knowing the hearts of any. If you're here and you need to respond to the invitation call to become a child of God, we ask that you repent of your sins, confess before those assembled this evening that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and be baptized to have your sins washed away. If we can help you in any other way answer that invitation call, we extend it to you and ask that you come. While together we stand, while we sing.